Lalitha, who are you and what brought you down here today?
Hi, my name is Lalitha Murali. I'm a gifted and talented coordinator for the Glendale River Hills School District. So as a Learn Deep Fellow, we came here to present about the fabulous projects that we are going to implement this year. Last year, as a Learn Deep Fellow, the middle school science teachers and myself, we worked on water, clean water, and then we were able to provide so many opportunities, partner up with the local community partners, and take field trips and go and learn about the water, clean water in our community. And the more than 90 students designed their own science fair experiment. 33 of them went to regional and state. And we thought, wow, our students are, you know, when we have passionate educators, we can make a difference. So this year we decided to expand. So we are focusing on three different projects. One is school culture, school building, and school grounds and school community. So when students were getting free lunch and free breakfast, you know, so what we noticed last year was students were just putting trash everywhere. You know, we thought we need to teach them about our school culture and teach them about recycling and, you know, picking up the trash, keeping our environment clean. So we decided to focus on school culture. Fourth and fifth graders will be learning about this and then coming up with action plan to keep our schools clean. And then school grounds, we are so happy that we are going to create outdoor classrooms and green infrastructure, and our school is a green school. So we want to have that opportunity for our students to learn about garden, you know, entrepreneurship and everything. So our middle school students, so we created a STEAM position, and the students will be exposed to all these things so that they can keep the school grounds, how, you know, inside and outside clean. And then we thought we can expand that to school community, where our students not only learn about how to keep their community and school clean, how they can help keep our entire Milwaukee community clean, you know, and green. So we decided to focus on climate change this year, and I am so excited. The students are going to first learn about, you know, it's a kind of expansion of the water project. So they learned about water last year, and when we took them to the Clutch Park Milwaukee River, they could not get into the water because the rivers were too high on that day. So we wanted to, you know, expand and tell them that, remember last year you could not go, and why do you think the waters were so high? And then give them that meaningful opportunity to realize climate change is part of this. And then we want to continue that and give them an opportunity as a service learning project, so that each kid can pick their own service activity to focus on climate change and then have a presentation, you know. So we are very excited. We want to provide that opportunity to our students. And on top of it, we were so excited about the community partners who are all willing to come into our classroom and talk to our students and give that opportunity for them. So that is the reason I'm here. I'm so happy to see so many passionate educators like me and the community partners are here to, you know, to make our world a better place. That's why I'm here.
That's awesome. What, and it almost answers itself, but where do you go for inspiration? Who do you look to? What do you look for?
Everywhere. I'll have to tell you that yesterday when Kevin Anderson from DPI, you know, came to our Zoom session to listen to our project, and he just talked about, hey, there is a climate change book. You know, you guys need to read it. And I said, oh, can we get that book? And he said, no, don't worry, I have 10 copies. I'm going to ship it to you, you know. But to hear from the DPI science consultant, that was awesome. And Bear from Bear Nature Center, she stopped in. She said, I am part of the Climate Reality Project, Lalitha. Here are some free books for you. You know, these are all my inspiration. You know, my fellow educators and community partners. Yeah, I don't need to go and look for inspiration outside. So we have around us so many people.
Very cool.